Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is good, the Lord is wonderful, the Lord is awesome. And we are thankful to God for another opportunity to just be in his saving grace and power. Thank you all so much for joining us this morning. Today is day seven. Of our 40-day journey together. We are inching ever so closely to double digits. Amen, amen. And you know that what happens when you hit double digits is downhill from there. But I thank you all for your time and also for your press, for being on the call live, and for those that will join later. We thank and praise God for you. Well, we have another spiritual vitamin for you this morning, and that is coming from the book of James, James chapter 4. In your own personal private time with God, I would you would read the entire fourth chapter, but for our time this morning, I want to just read verses 15, 16, and 17. James chapter 4, verses 15 through 17. James 4, 15 through 17. Here begins the reading of God's word. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. Ooh, that's a tight word. Here's a amen, but we thank and praise God for the reading of his word. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about be careful about boasting. Be careful about boasting. Beloved, bragging or boasting are dangerous when used in the wrong context. God always wants us to be level-headed, even-keeled, and sober-minded in all we say and do. Bragging and boasting denotes too much talking and taking too much credit. If you are talking and taking too much, then you're bragging and boasting. And if you're bragging and boasting based on your talking and taking, it's putting you in dangerous territory. James tells us to seek the will of God in all our plans. Doing the will of God requires, however, more listening than talking. I'm going to stress that again. Doing the will of God requires more listening than talking. So how can you accomplish God's goals or even God's plans when your plans supersede his plans while you're talking and taking credit? Beloved, the relevant question this morning is then, how do we take care or be careful about our boasting? How do we be careful about our boasting? There are three things out of this text that I believe that James gives us to help us to understand what we must do. Number one, God wants us to be committed to his will and not our way. You want to know how to be careful about being boastful or bragging? Understand that God wants us to be committed to his will and not our way. Look at verse 15. Verse 15 gives us an alternative. It says, instead you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. Beloved, we are to consciously commit to seeking the Lord's will in our lives. We are to consciously commit to God's will in all of our plans. So if the Lord wills it to be, that doesn't mean that we don't make our plans, but what it does mean is that we have consciously committed to include God in the process of our planning, so that we're more committed to His will than our way. I hope you got it, beloved. It's important that we consciously commit to putting God in the process of our plans so that we are committed to His will and not our way. But there's more here. How do we be careful about boasting and bragging? You got to commit to His will and not our way. But then the second thing, beloved, is you got to be careful about boasting, because arrogance can lead to wickedness. Arrogance can lead to wickedness. Look at verse 16. Verse 16 says, as it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes, and all such boasting is evil. Got to be careful, beloved, about boasting and bragging, talking and taking too much credit, because arrogance can lead to wickedness. Verse 13 shares with us, now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Who are we to arrogantly say that today or tomorrow we'll go to this city or that city, spend a whole year there, and carry on business, making money? We have to be careful about future plans without God. Future plans without God does not include the will of God to supersede our way. So the will of God must be central to our personal planning. So to go willfully and arrogantly into something leads to evil. And evil, in this instance, is vain pretension. It means that I believe that I can do what I said I'll do on my own. It is disowning God's sovereignty. That's what's happening when your arrogance leads to wickedness. You're disowning God's sovereignty. And so when you think that you can go this place or that place, or you make future plans without consulting God, putting God in the process, you got to remember this. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. Tomorrow is held in the hands of Almighty God. So if it's in God's hands, we have to give Him our plans. Give God your plans and put it in His hands, and then let God allow you to make steps toward your future. You'll be better that way, because if you don't, it leads to arrogance, and arrogance will lead to wickedness. Second thing, beloved, about being careful about boasting is not only is it important to understand that we must be committed to His will and not our way, not only is it important to understand that arrogance can lead to wickedness, but third and final thing I want to give you is that you have to be careful about boasting, because arrogance can't plead ignorance. Arrogance can't plead ignorance. Look at verse 17. Verse 17 is sort of the crux of the matter for really all that James has said prior to this point, not only stressing this point about boasting, but to everything he said. Listen to what verse 17 says. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and does not or doesn't do it, it is sin for them. I'm going to read that one more time. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. James' readers could not plead ignorant. The merchant in the story that James is giving assumed that they were more, because they were determined to make money and determined to go here or there, that their work and their efforts would be there to help them succeed. But always remember that God gives us the strength in order to do the work. And if it hadn't been for the strength of God, we would never be able to do the work that we're planning to do. So people who willfully disobey what they know to do is because they are filled with pride. And pride and arrogance leads to sin. And sin means I'm more separated from God because I miss the mark. That's what sin is. I miss the mark. But listen, arrogance can't plead ignorance. When you know to do good and you don't do the good that you know to do, it is then pride and arrogance, and it leads to sin. You think then you're self-sufficient, when the reality is we are so dependent on God and God making the way. Listen, when you know to do the good you know to do so that you can please God. Do the good you know to do so that God can be pleased with your service. Because if you don't, it's going to lead to pride. Pride and arrogance together leads to sin. Sin means I miss the mark and I'm separated from God. Be careful about boasting. Let's pray, beloved. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for your word. Your word that reminds us, Lord God, that it's by your strength, by your power, by your might, that we move and have our being, that we exist, that we move in this world, Lord God. And so every day, hallelujah, is a day of thanksgiving. Every day, God, we give you glory, honor, and praise because you have allowed us to be here. If there's any boasting or bragging that needs to be done, Lord God, it's boasting and bragging on your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for this reminder, Lord God, that it's not by our strength or our might or our will or our plans that things come together. Lord, you did it. You allowed us to receive it. And God, we are thankful for it. Bless us now, God, and keep us as we go forth on this day, learning and understanding, Lord God, that is all about your will and not our way. We love you, Lord, and we bless you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, then you understand that arrogance cannot plead ignorance. When you know to do good and you don't do it, it becomes sin to us. And I don't know about you, but I don't ever want to be guilty of willful sin. I want God to be pleased with my service. Y'all have a great day, day 7. Press on for Jesus, and I'll speak to you in the morning. Amen.